Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Come on.
Derek, are you ready?
I am absolutely ready.
I love it. I'm ready. The people are ready. Let's go. Welcome to Money Savage Engage. This is George Grumbacher. Dr. Derek Love is the founder and CEO of New Horizon Institute. They're a nonprofit organization designed to create, build, and sustain educational programs meeting diverse needs. And he is the author of Your Greater Is Right Now. I'm excited to have you on. Derek, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Wow. George, let me say thank you for allowing me to be on your show this morning. It is truly an honor to be, and I'm actually humbled at the same time. I come from a small rural town in Oklahoma, and a small town called Spencer, Oklahoma, and grew up from humble beginnings. Was able to move, matriculate to a bachelor's degree and master's, and have a doctorate in education. But what I'm most proud about is I have an amazing wife. I have three amazing children who keep me healthy and young and vibrant at the same time. And they are a joy to be with each and every day of my life. And so I've been able to do many great things in education, to build on paradigm shifting education and paradigms in K-12 and higher education. And my latest work is Your Greater Is Right Now. This is a piece of work that truly I believe is for everyone. And it's truly about people reaching their purpose and how to obtain their purpose. I provide in the book practical tools and tips of how to. You know, most times you hear books, it's theoretical in nature. But this one shows the reader and the reader how to move to that next level of faith, how to set short-term and long-term goals, how to celebrate wins and successes, how to put into practical application the moving and actionable item steps to move to their greater purpose and to walk in that purpose and to sustain that purpose is really identified in this book. I share my experiences, my heart, my own failures, shortcomings. I try to give the reader and everyone everything that I have. And what I really want readers to take away from this book is that they have purpose. No matter what it looks like, no matter how many times you fail, no matter how many times people have told you no, that you still have a purpose and that your success is dedicated upon you and how you plan to achieve that level of success. And so I'm excited about how it walks through seven different chapters of how to achieve that purpose in your life. And so that's kind of me in kind of introducing who I am, a little bit about the book, this piece of work that I was able to create that I truly believe that will bless people in such a mighty way to help them fulfill their calling and their goals for 2021.
Well, I think that that's exciting and incredible, and what a journey from as you describe, humble beginnings to getting a doctorate, and now creating this work that I'm sure has already had this incredible impact, and will no doubt have an even greater impact. So well done.
Absolutely, I think it's a book for what we are right now in this current pandemic and COVID-19 situation. And the book helps to allow people to relaunch themselves, to reinvent themselves, you know, with job loss, economic loss, financial loss, mental health wise. It provides a plethora of activities in the book as well to re-engage the individual to move to that, to take those actionable item steps to move towards the greater. And so it's just, and it's for every walk of life, you know, it speaks to everyone and wherever you are. And even for if you were saying, hey, I think I got it all together, mm-hmm. you know, but there are some what I call deep reflection moments that are interwoven into the book, because it allows I want the individual to go deeper into their thought processes. Why do I do what I do? What's the why behind me? You know, what is the next step before me, and how do I reach the next step before me? How do I do my long-term and short-term, and how do I set up my successes and wins? How do I identify my strengths and my weaknesses? And then using these tools to catapult them to that next level of success. Now, most people will say success, well, you know, hey, you know, it's like the American dream, you know, but success is not defined by the American dream or status quo. Success is defined by how you, the individual, defines it. It's not about wealth or finances. It could be in just good health. It could be in, hey, I want to be a better person in 2021. Or it could say that I want to have these set of goals accomplished by the end of 2021. Or these are the actionable items that I believe that I need to go towards in obtaining or opening my own business in 2021. So it provides for the believer and the non-believer these actual item steps and things to help them move to that next level and phase of purpose.
There's a lot of really important stuff there. How, when can you look back on your life and point to a time where it clicked for you and say, or perhaps you always had it, that I am a person who is on earth to have a meaningful purpose, and I have the ability to impact lives, and this is the work that I've been called to do?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'll give you one of the scenarios that I share in my book, I think, that led me to even a greater a work and purpose. You know how so many times that we are we take on so many different roles in our lives as men, as women, you know, from work to family to church life to extracurricular activities with the kids. And so I found myself really in a dark space just about a couple of years ago, in a dark space. And, you know, my wife, she's a therapist. And so, you know, that's kind of like being analyzed all day. And so she was like, you know, my attitude, my persona had changed so much. And that's because I was giving out to everyone else and with little reciprocation and filling my own cup. And so she was like, I think you're clinically depressed. And I was like, well, she said, I think she's a clinical. She said, you're depressed. And I'll be like, no, I'm not depressed. That is not me. I don't have the highs and lows, but my anger came out in so many other ways. My frustration came out in so many ways. And I remember my son saying, you know what, Dad, I don't even want to be around you. And that was kind of like that turning point for me, when my son, who was, I think, 5 at the time, was like, I don't even want to be around you because your attitude is so bad and you are so mean. And you know, kids have a way of putting it in the sense that make you feel real small. But then it began this journey of healing, self-reflection. It began this journey of why am I here? And I think at the end of in the middle of all of it, I was still trying to figure out me. I had so many successes in K-12 and higher ed and publishing articles and journal articles and books. And so, you know, I had that, but there was still something that was still missing in that piece. And so through self-reflection, self-discovery, praying, meditation, God, I was able to really get back on track and to really find out what my purpose was and to walk in that purpose. And that's to inspire hope. That's to give hope. That's to inspire hope. That's to allow people to realize that there is no limitations. There are no boundaries. And sometimes we create these mental caves for ourselves. And we get stuck in those mental caves. And getting stuck in those mental caves allows us to be complacent, content. We can't see our way out. And so what I've come to do is be the coach, the cheerleader, the hoorah, to tell you that you can get up from where you are. You don't have to remain complacent and content in where you are. And here are the practical tools of how to achieve that level of success.
Nice. I love it. And it's so important because we do absolutely create our own caves and we get stuck in them. And that's, I mean, that can be physical, mental, emotional, everything. Just like you've been talking about. I think sometimes I take for granted that I understand how important goals are, and I have been writing goals down and working towards them. That not everybody has those skills, so you do need to give practical skills to people to be able to do those things. And you talked about how we all need to figure out what our definition of success is. What does that mean for you? Because when we start comparing ourselves to others and we look at social media, that's not serving us.
Correct. And it really doesn't serve us at all, because then you have the mental image or mental imagery that I'm supposed to get that to have a level of success. So that equates to success for you, and which is so far from the truth. And so that we all have our own pathway to navigate, and everybody's pathway is different. And realizing that even if my pathway is a little bit slower than the next person, I'm still okay. And long as I'm still moving towards the attainable goals or where I want to be or what that looks like, then that's where my pathway is. But I think along the way too, though, George, is also celebrating. People forget the short wins that you have in life, you know? And everybody wants to get to the grand prize win and be like, yeah, I made it. But there were so many short wins along the way that, you know, to be celebrated and to be honored as you're achieving or walking towards that level of success that you define, not someone else, but you, the individual, define as that level of success. And so when you celebrate the short wins, it builds confidence, right? Mm-hmm. It builds sustainability. It tells me, yeah, I can do it. Oh, yeah, this is going to be great. And so when you hit a pitfall, you don't go right. You don't go automatically back to zero. You keep moving from 7 to get to the 10, because you realize that at 5, there was a short-term win. At 2, there was a short-term win. And at 1, there was a short-term win. And so all these wins help build the confidence and momentum within the individual to keep that pursuit, to keep the thirst hungry, and to keep moving in that. And I truly believe in the foundation of who I am in Christ is also girded in that as well, too, and who you identify in as well, too. So all of these things help us propel to that next level.
Yeah, that's such an important thing. And as somebody who is an achiever and an ambitious person, I have been very guilty of not taking time to celebrate the successes along the way. And I think that's probably why I burned out on things in the past, mm-hmm. because you can really drive yourself into the ground. So I appreciate everything you just said. What role does God play in this for you?
Everything. He's everything. Everything. I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for God. And so He is my source. He is the foundation of it all. He plays these he's a star player. He helps me to navigate this thing called life. And when life throws so many punches and darts and blows, He's the one consistent. There's that one consistency in my faith that allows me to still remain girded and rooted and planted. And so because of that, I'm able to take the hit or take the punch or take the blow and still understand that I'm still about purpose. I'm still walking in purpose. And so writing this book was many punches. It was many blows. It was many shortcomings. It was many no's. So from publishers when you're trying to publish and all those kind of great things. And so there was that too. But even in that, it was still, I got you, Derek. You're going to move. We're still going to go. And I had to celebrate the short wins until he allowed the big wins. And so my faith in who I am in him plays is first and foremost the most tremendous role in my life.
Yeah. Well, amen to that, sir. So for you, how do you keep these things top of mind? Is it daily prayer? Is it affirmations? Is it gratitude? Is it all those things?
Absolutely. One is daily prayer. Two would be the affirmations. And three is just beginning to the vision and writing that vision down to help me move and help me stay grounded and move into that and keep walking in purpose. And so in the book, at the end of every chapter, and this is why I love it so much as well, too, there are those affirmation points to help the reader stay encouraged. There are the activities to help the reader stay engaged. There are the coaching moments in the book to help the reader see that there's a cheerleader and a champion right behind them, in front of them. And so just like my daily walk is the same thing and practical tools that I implemented in the book, because I found those to be tremendously helpful in helping me navigate, once again, this thing called life. In such an impactful way.
Safe to say that you're confident that when somebody picks this book up and they take the time to actually go through all these steps and go through the exercises and do the affirmations at the end of each chapter, that they will be a changed and better person for it.
Absolutely. They'll find themselves even at a better place than from which they started. And each chapter builds and builds in strength, it builds in confidence. And I definitely will let anyone know that they would definitely come out better, more wiser, more reflective, more in a momentum of let's go, let's get it, let's do it, and the belief that I can do it. And so many times we don't believe in ourselves. And so this book helps reinstill or replant the seeds of belief so that it begins to sprout in different ways. And you begin to see the individual flourish and the fruit from which they bear from flourishing and really taking heed to the things of the book and implementing those things in practical application. So absolutely.
I love it. Well, Derek, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
One of the tips I would say is to, one, identify with who you are, two, your purpose, and three, walk in that purpose.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on. Derek, thank you so much for coming on. Where can Savage Nation learn more about you? Where can they get a copy of Your Greater Is Right Now?
Your Greater Right Now is at every bookstore retailer. You can get it at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Target. You can also go onto my website, to newhorizoninstitute.org/Your Greater Is Right Now. And you can pick up a copy of the book, and you can order from my website. When you order from the website, I do autograph those with a personalized note. I do have a t-shirt apparel that can be purchased along with the book. And so those are the ways that you can reach me and reach out to me.
Love it. Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Derek your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to newhorizoninstitute.org, pick up a copy of the book or wherever you buy your books. Thank you again, Derek.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it, George.
Yeah, you're welcome. And until next time, keep fighting the good fight, because we are all in this together. I know how important it is for me to hit reset, to refocus, reprioritize, and even reprogram myself every quarter or so. in order to make sure that my mind, my body, and my money are where they need to be. These days, we are all going hard constantly with so many demands on our time, our attention. And that's why I created the Strive Online Bootcamp, to be able to take a step back, to ensure that we're optimized in three key areas of our lives, our minds, our bodies, and our money. And I'd love for you to come with me on this two-week journey. You can click on the link in the notes of the show, or you can go to strivedetox.com. Check out the program. I'd love to have you a part of it.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at WeightWatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Some days you just want to amplify your everyday look. Like when you want the look of false lashes without the extra effort. Reach for Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Volumizer Mascara. Or when you want all eyes on your smile, keep Empower Gloss Ultra Glossy Lip Serum in your bag. It's a burst of 24-hour hydration that smooths like a serum, shines like a gloss, and can be worn sheer or layered. You'll always look and feel your best with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients that work with your skin, not against it. Amplify your everyday. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.